With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill has passed the Senate by a vote of 51 to 50. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Americans will not forget this GOP betrayal.
When their hospitals close, when their health insurance is cut off, when their friends lose their jobs because clean energy has been so decimated, they'll remember. They'll remember. We will make sure of that.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Republicans did their job.
We're fulfilling the mandate we were entrusted with last November and setting our country and the American people up to be safer, stronger, and more prosperous.
President Trump urged House Republicans in a social media post on Tuesday afternoon to quickly pass the Senate-approved version of the sweeping domestic policy bill so he can sign it before the July 4th holiday on Friday. They're at it again. President Trump and Elon Musk are engaged in a new war of words. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Musk has ramped up his criticism of the big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, calling it political suicide for the Republican Party. The billionaire Tesla CEO wrote on X that any lawmaker who votes for the biggest debt increase in history should hang their head in shame. The president responded by blasting Musk over electric vehicle subsidies. He also hinted that federal contracts with Musk companies could be in jeopardy, saying Musk has a lot to lose. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is sticking to his position that the central bank will keep its key rate on hold. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 400 points. This is SRN News. A lot of people of faith voted for President Trump.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in schools should inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson, professor at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles, says any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by parents who don't want their kids to hear those books. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A mixed day of trading left the U.S. stock market split as Wall Street's momentum slowed after setting record highs in each of the last 2 days. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% for its first loss in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 400 points, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.8%. Tesla tugged on the market as the relationship between its CEO Elon Musk and President Trump soured further, but most U.S. stocks did rise. So did short-term Treasury yields following a better-than-expected report on U.S. job openings. The Dow up 400 points to close at 44,494. The NASDAQ lost 166 to 20,202. The S&P 500 dropped 7 points to 6,198. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.